Log Talk Radio.
How great is our God.
Come on, let me hear somebody say, how great is our God? How great? Is he not a great God? Is he not an awesome God? Is he not a God that can do anything but fail? Is he not the God that woke you up this morning? Is he not the God that started you on your way? Is he not the God of the increase? Is he not the God of when I can't do it on my own, I can push you through? Come on, God, one more time. How great?
How great is our God? How great is our God? How great is our God?
Come on. If you really believe it, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Oh, come on in here. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Come on. If you blood wash, somebody in the room ought to say so. Come on. You got the activity of your hands. You got the activity of your limbs. You better use it while you can. My God, today, huh? Yes. It's okay. I learned a long time ago, I bring my shout with me. It's okay. Y'all ain't going to have me standing up here by myself. I know how to praise him. I don't need no help, but it's nice to have some every now and then, but God bless you anyway. Come on. We welcome you again to the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, the birthplace of gospel music. You could have been anywhere else, but you decided to worship with us today, and we are eternally grateful. To those of you who have gathered in the sanctuary, it is good to see some of your maskless faces. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I remember y'all. Y'all look familiar. That's good. So it's good to see you all. Those of you who are watching online on Facebook and YouTube, we welcome you to our stream, to our broadcast. We thank you so much for joining in with us. Do us a small favor. Go ahead, for those of you on Facebook, hit that share button real quick. Hit that share button. Watch this. Don't just say share public. Go down there and just start dropping it in your friends' inboxes and let them know what you're doing this morning. Let them know what you're doing this morning. Let them know what you are doing this morning. So go ahead and hit that share button. Then on YouTube, hit the subscribe button. Help us increase our views on the YouTube page. Go ahead and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's the Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church YouTube channel. Thank you all so much. Let us go to the word. The word for today comes from the book of Acts chapter 26. The book of Acts chapter 26, and it is the 8th verse. I was trying to find that translation, but I'm going to go with the one I got. I'm going to read from the King James. You'll hear a different one a little later, but I'm going to read from the King James. Acts 26 verse 8 simply says, "Why should it be thought a thing incredible with you that God should raise the dead?" The word of God is already blessed. You may have your seat. Let us pray. Father God, we welcome you into this place. Lord God, we ask that you would come and rest and settle here, God. Settle in this place, God. Fill this place, God, with your presence. Allow us to see your face today in this place, God. Move by your spirit, God. Touch each and every integral part of this service, God, so that you may get the glory. God, touch the preacher as he brings the preach word, God. Touch the psalmist as she sings for us today, God. Touch these musicians, God, as they play for your glory today. God, we'll be so careful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. For it is in your son Jesus' name. Oh, my God, it is in your son Jesus' name. It is in his name that every knee shall bow and every tongue must confess. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Let all hearts say amen, amen, and amen.
Might as well put those hands together first. I want the battlefield this morning. Oh, our Lord. Come on. One of my favorite hymns. Hallelujah. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. I am on the battlefield from my Lord, and I promised him that I would serve him till I die. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Well, I was a lost sinner, and I was a sinner too, and I heard his voice saying there is work to do, but I took my path today, and I saw the Christian day, and I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Come on, yeah. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. I am on the battlefield.
I'm
when I met my Savior.
Well,
I met him with a smile.
Yeah, yeah.
He healed my wounded spirit and owned me at his side. Around the throne of grace, the pride of the place. Yeah, and I
Oh, come on, you can do better than that. Anybody in the room this morning? Come on. One of the old good standards, amen? Oh, come on, one of the good standards. Oh, come on, can we do that chorus one more time? Come on. I'm on. Church 101. That's Baptist Church 101. Everybody in here ought to know that one. We all soldiers for the Lord. Amen. 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 Thank you, Burrell, for your ministry in music this morning. We are so happy that you are with us this morning. It has been a minute. I know she has been in demand, and so we are grateful that she is with us this morning. Good morning, Ebenezer. Good morning, Ebenezer. We are excited as this is Dressed Down Sunday, as we are having our Summer Sizzle Outdoor Fellowship. This is our opportunity to let the world know that we are alive and well, and we are welcoming. We are welcoming. Amen. Amen. We have food, fun, fellowship, games, and I want to thank the men, the brothers and others for their labor and love, for those brothers who were here at 8 a.m. this morning. We ain't large, but we are faithful. I thank God for Deacon Mayberry being with me here this morning at 7 a.m., and we were on our knees at 7:30. Praying, saturating the sanctuary with prayer. And I thank you all, and we're excited about this day. We know it's raining, but we don't care. I say we know it's raining, but we don't care. We call it liquid sunshine. It's about perspective. It's about how you look at it, because I want you to know that this still is the day. I said, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And so I declare today that it is a good day. I said, it is a good day. Or if you don't believe it's a good day, try missing a day. Then you'll know that it is a good day. rain or shine, we're going to praise God and we're going to fellowship one with another. We want to make mention, we are in preparations. I know they had a real good meeting this past week for the vendor fair. We are working, we are laboring to make this the biggest and the best we have ever had before. And Ebenezer, you can play a role in that by spreading the word that all roads lead to Ebenezer August 7th for our vendor fair. It's going to be off the chain. It's going to be epic. It's going to be phenomenal. You don't want to miss it. Also, August 14th, the week after, that Saturday, we will be having our church meeting. We should be ready and prepared August 14th at 10 a.m. We should be ready for that. Also, again, thank you to all of you who worked in tirelessly to support the Butts family during the transition of Sister Anita Cross. And you were on point, you were on duty, you were doing ministry. And we are certainly, certainly profoundly grateful. Also, for those of you who also supported Sister Johnson and her family, saw a few of you out there as well. Thank you, because you never know when it's going to be your turn and you're going to need a shoulder to lean on. We want to make mention that Clarence Torrey, the nephew of Deacon Chester Coleman and cousin of Sister Brenda Love, has transitioned, and those services will be held at the Gatlin's Funeral Home, 101st and Halsted. Visitation is this Friday, July 16th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., and the funeral will be Saturday, June 17th. 11:30 a.m. to noon will be the wake, and the funeral will start at 12 noon. Let us mark our calendars so that we might be in support of the Coleman and Love family. Also, again, happy birthday to those who born in the month of July. Happy birthday to those who born in the month of July. Y'all ought to do better than that, because that's a great month. That's the best month of the year. That's the best month of the year. I got witness. Y'all mark 2-0 now. Y'all mark 2-0. Praise the Lord. Look on your church calendar. Amen. A little laugh is good for the soul. Amen. Oh, some of y'all so tight. Y'all need to laugh. Y'all need to laugh. Amen. Amen. We continue to pray for the sick among, and we will do that later as we have our altar call. We will continue in worship. I think I've covered just about every faith. I think that's it. Amen. Let's continue in worship.
Lord, I'm available for you. I hope that's your testimony this morning, that you are available, that you are not just a spectator, but that you participate and that you are available. Every one of us in this room have gifts and graces that God has given unto us. And so the question is, are you available? Are you available? And when you're available, you got to come with the right spirit. because we don't want demonic availability. Oh, y'all don't hear me this morning. Hallelujah. At this time of our worship experience, all of us can participate in the work in ministry through our tithes and through our offerings. Amen. Amen. Our ushers are coming at this time. I'm going to let our members of our faith community know that we have had extensive work going on in the Sims building, particularly with our pipes and heating system that we're trying to get up and running for the fall. Crickets. This is a major undertaking, which requires major resources. And so we are appealing to our faith community. We're letting you know some of the things that we are doing and working on to beautify our church and have our church fully operational in short order. So keep in mind that if you can, and I am inviting members to go over into the Sims building so that you can see some of the work that is going on. They say a picture is worth a thousand words, and so I think I said that right. But anyway, go over and look so that you can see the work that's going on. All of us play a role and have a role in supporting the work in ministry, because we're not only here to repair our facility, but we're also here to spread the good news, and that takes resources. So get your best offering in your hand. Your best offering in your hand, and prepare to give generously as we give unto the Lord. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, we're grateful for this opportunity to seed in ministry right now, God. Thank you, O God, for the resources that are in the room. We are trusting, believing, O God, that the resources are indeed in the room. And God, once we receive these gifts, O God, we pray that you will multiply for your glory. Bless, O God, the giver. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray, and all of God's people say it, amen. Watching via YouTube and Facebook Live, there are three ways in which you can give. I'm sure that's on the screen. You can text to give. You can drop your gifts off to the church at 4501 South Bend 10. You can go on our webpage and you can see in our offering that way as well. However you decide to do it, we are most grateful to you. Stanley in the room today. He came on out, and I highlight him because some of you know, a lot of you don't know that for some people, it is a, they have to press their way to worship. It takes a lot to get here because of the various challenges they face. And I know he don't want us to always tell us that, but I appreciate you. I know you get up when you don't feel like it sometimes and you hear. And I also will say to you that we've been getting a lot of comments about that that male trio last Sunday. I told them that we could have had a quartet, but they keep going back to the trio. But it was, and whenever you come in this room, make sure you get close to a mic because the Lord uses it. And I also want to acknowledge that is a wonderful polo shirt that you have. Why don't the pastor have one? Okay, Stanley, so they can see. That will be the official dress down polo for Ebenezer. Amen. Amen. Just get me a different color. But yeah, I like that. It look good on you. He always thinking ahead, so you should have had two. But anyway, we have a long list of those who are requesting prayer this morning. We are lifting in prayer today Deacon Chester Coleman and Brenda Love. We are lifting in prayer Brother Arthur Jones, the father of Reginald Jones and the father-in-law of Evan Person. We're continuing to pray for Elise Grant and Angie Williams, the daughter of Patricia Hatcher. We're lifting continually in prayer Brother Alfred Moore, the father of Vicky and Marnita. We're praying for Sister Ethel Freeman, and Sister Freeman is in the room today. Praise the Lord. Walked right on in here. Praise the Lord. Continue to pray for Robert Burns, the husband of Ethel Burns. We are praying mightily on his behalf. We're lifting Willie Grant and Brother Kenneth Sexton. We're continuing to pray for him, Christine Brown and Eloise Davis, who is now back at Symphony, a nursing facility. We're continuing to lift Minnie Peggs, Bernetta Pearson, David Pearson, Mary Sumter, Shirley Anderson, Minnie Peggs, Al Burton, Mary Burton, Grace Lee. We're continuing to pray for Grace Lee and Deacon James Smith and Reverend Mary Alice Grant and Sarah Billups and Mary Alexander. We're lifting in prayer. And those names that we are not aware of, we are lifting. God knows those names. Let us go to God in prayer. Eternal God, our Father, we're grateful to have this privilege to petition you on behalf of so many. God, you know their situation. You know their concerns. You know what they're struggling with. God, we ask right now that you would touch them, oh God, at the point of their need. We don't have to really call their names because we are mindful that you know the name. And so, God, whatever they stand in need of, oh, God, we pray, oh, God, that you will meet them at their need. God, we're lifting up our church today, oh, God. We're lifting up our members, oh, God, those who call Ebenezer home. God, we're continuing to pray for our church in a major, major way. We're thanking you, oh, God, for all of our officers, oh, God, for our deacons and for our trustees, oh, God, who continue to labor, for our ushers, oh, God, who are working even yet now. We're lifting up, oh God, all of our musicians, oh God, those who are here, those who are away on vacation, God, we're lifting them all in prayer. God, we are asking that you would have mercy, oh God, in our communities, that you would bless our communities, oh God. There's so much violence, oh God, happening in and around our city. None of us know what the next day will bring. We don't know if we go outside of our house, go into our car, whether or not we will even make it. So, God, we're asking, oh, God, that you would intercede in the violence, oh, God, that are happening in our city right now, oh, God. Help us, oh, God, to all be participants, oh, God, and be part of the solution, oh, God, that is happening in our city, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, for this outdoor fellowship that we are hosting today, God. We are still enthusiastic, oh, God, because this is our effort to evangelize and to make a difference in the community, oh God. And this is only part one, oh God. There's more yet to come, oh God. So, God, we ask that you will continue to bless our efforts, oh God. We continue to lift up our students, oh God, those who have graduated class of 2021, those who are soon yet returning to school, oh God, into a new circumstance and situation, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would have your way, oh God, in their lives, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for those who are here today. We thank you, God, for the reasonable portion of health and strength, oh God. We don't take it for granted, oh God, because we recognize, oh God, that tomorrow is not promised. And all we really have is today. And so since that is the case, oh God, help us, oh God, to live today to its fullest. And no day can be full unless we are praising you, oh God. And so we're lifting our praise, oh God, today. We're lifting our praise, oh God, and joining in praise, oh God, with those who are watching us, who are streaming live, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for our online congregation as well, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Continue to bless us and keep us, oh God, as we continue to work and kingdom build. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. And all of God's people said, amen.
Yeah.
Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice today. Lord, I worship you because of who you are.
Lord, I love you. Hey, Lord, I love you.
Amen. Before we go into the word, Sister Artel gave me the name of one of our members that she had been looking for, and I wrote it down, and you know how you write stuff down and put it in a place so you don't lose it, but then you lose it because you can't remember what file. Now, help me if I'm saying the right name. Doris Ayers Smith. Doris Smith. Doris Smith was a member of Ebenezer, and Artel hadn't heard from her and had been trying to find out, didn't get any word or anything. Come to find out that she had passed away. And she had passed away some time ago in 2020. The family didn't notify the church. They didn't notify neighbors. They just didn't tell anybody, I guess. And so we were not able to celebrate her life or to honor her in any way. And so what I'm going to ask is for right now, if we would just have a moment of silence as we remember one of our members who has transitioned, Doris Smith. I know some of you know her, knew her. And given what we have gone through in the last 18 months, word didn't get to us or whatever, but we pause now to remember. And though we recognize that there are human limitations, there are no divine limitations. And God knows her name. And God has received her unto himself. So as we stop talking for a moment and allow Marion just to do a refrain of that, I'm going to ask you just to bow your head as we pause to celebrate the life of Doris Smith. Have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. I want to read into your hearing. I know we are preparing for and there are members who are running in and out to make certain that everything is set up. I appreciate their work and labor to support the vision. I want to read into your hearing again from the Living Translation, Living Bible of Acts 26 and 8. Acts 26 and 8. It says, it raises the question, does it seem incredible to you that God can bring men back to life again? Does it seem incredible to you that God can bring men back to life again? Forethought this morning, saved through circumstance. Saved through circumstance. These are not the words of Lazarus, who Jesus raised from the dead. However, these are words of Paul, the apostle, as he stood before King Agrippa. You see, Paul had been arrested for preaching salvation through Jesus Christ. Paul had not yet experienced the kind of death Lazarus suffered before Christ resurrected him from the dead. Paul was quite alive in that sense. The resurrection, Paul was attesting to, is the resurrection of the Spirit. The new life that comes into a believer who confesses Christ as his Savior. You know, confession is difficult. Can I get a witness this morning? If it was easy, the whole world would have been converted by now. It's tough to confess your faults and trust Christ to the point to point you to a new direction. For that to happen, you have to turn your life's control panel over to Jesus and let him call the shots. Paul had been held on informal charges against him coming from the Jewish hierarchy, who were determined to silence him for preaching that Christ, the Messiah, had come. A band of 40 men secretly plotted to kill Paul at their first opportunity. Fearing punishment for allowing a Roman to be killed without a trial, Claudius Lysias smuggled Paul out of harm's way and had him taken to Rome. We were studying about Rome this morning in Bible study, for those of you who were there. Most of us are familiar with the story of Paul's conversion to Christianity. You have to understand that he was a Roman Jew. After the ascension of Christ, faith in him spread like wildfire. Paul was commissioned to stop the spread, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women who followed the teachings of Christ Jesus. But what we fail to see is how Paul's experience in many ways parallels our own journey with Jesus. Paul was standing before King Agrippa, recounting the story of his miraculous conversion on the road to Damascus. He didn't need a lawyer because he was an expert at Jewish law and Roman law. And he didn't need anyone to speak on his behalf because he had Christ. We follow the story of Paul's journey to Jesus today to expose the journey all believers have to take. First, God uses our circumstances to get our attention. Did you hear what I said this morning? God uses our circumstances to get our attention. Every believer in this house knows what I'm talking about. You once thought you had it all together, but something happened that knocked you for a loop. And you heard God speak to your heart. Like most sinners, Paul was convinced he was moral and justified. He had been taught by the finest Jewish teachers, and he just knew that he was right. Does that sound familiar to anybody? But God interrupted his sinful life through a catastrophic event on the road to Damascus. He was blinded by heaven's light and knocked from his horse. And it was then that he heard God's voice. You see, God uses the trying circumstances of our lives to get our attention. He shows up when Satan is showing out. He's in the courtroom when the judge says guilty. He's in the bathroom when the test says pregnant. He's in the office when the pink slip says fired. He's in the bank when the loan officer says declined. We think God waits for catastrophic events to speak to us, but nothing is further from the truth. Well, I have at least a few saints in here who heard God speak to their heart as a child or as a young adult. You didn't have to get knocked upside your head to hear the still small voice of God. You may have heard God speak to your heart in the songs at grandmama's knee. You may have heard God speak to you in the stillness of the night. You may have heard God speak to you through the Gideon Bible in your hotel room. Whatever your situation, you were saved by circumstance. You were offered a way out of no way. A simple confessed need for Christ. Look what he did for Paul. He went from murderer to minister. He went from devious to dedicated. He went from callous to caring, from cunning to consecrated, from repulsive to repenting. God wants your attention, and he uses Jesus Christ to get it. Paul later says to Timothy, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Chief among sinners, but God got his attention. Chief among sinners, but God moved his heart. Chief among sinners, but God threw him a lifeline. Then God uses our circumstances to not only get our attention, but God uses our circumstances to teach us lessons. Don't think for one minute that once you become a Christian, life is la-di-da-pie in the sky. If you've been a Christian for more than a day, you can say amen to this. Life's trials are a part of our pruning process. Our circumstances are filled with life lessons, lessons that cannot be imparted except through experience. Because it's through loneliness we learn the value of love. Through weakness, we learn how to be strong. Through foolishness, we learn to apply God's wisdom. The lessons we learn at the hand of God are meant for our good. But God does not cause our pain, but he uses our circumstances to teach us how to trust him for deliverance. Paul learned his share of lessons after his conversion. In a shipwreck, he learned to trust God. In a courtroom, he learned to trust God. In chains, he learned to trust God. Jesus said, in this world, ye shall have tribulation. Don't say maybe. Don't say perhaps. It says, ye shall have tribulation. But here's the best part. But be of good cheer. Because I have overcome the world. It's all about trusting, Ebenezer, trusting God for your ultimate victory, trusting God to see you through, trusting God to make a way, trusting God to open that door, trusting God to handle that situation. Paul could have quit, but instead he said, though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Paul could have quit, but instead he viewed his trials as light affliction when compared to the more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Paul could have quit, but he pressed toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It reminds me of the song we used to sing. And I have to confess, it didn't mean much to me when I was young. But with every challenging year that passes, it takes on new meaning. It's a simple song, Ebenezer, but it's full of truth. And I remember hearing it at my grandmother's knee. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Oh, you brought me? Yes, you brought me from a mighty long way. Didn't mean much then, but you've been my mother
and you've been my father. I thank you that you brought me from a mighty long way. Lastly, God uses circumstances to make us witnesses. Witnesses. That's why we're doing what we're doing today. So that we can be witnesses beyond just this room. Oh, y'all don't hear me today, because it requires you to be a part of the process. We just can't be witnesses among ourselves. We have to be witnesses beyond the walls. And the only way you can be a witness is you have to make yourself available. And also recognize that you can't tell what you don't know. You cannot convince anyone of what Christ can do unless he's done something for you. Oh, is there anybody in the room that can attest that God has done something for you? Is there anybody in the room that can say, I don't know how I made it, but God made a way? Is there anybody that can attest that something that happened just this past week, I know it wasn't about me, but it was about God? Is there a witness in the room? You cannot convince anyone of what Christ can do unless he's done something for you. But here's the beauty of your newfound wisdom. Once you know Christ, you naturally want to tell what you know about Christ. And with each lesson learned, there's an opportunity to add to your conversational story. The Jewish hierarchy were offended by the claim of Christ's resurrection and made false accusations against Paul. And I like how Tertullus described Paul to Governor Felix. Tertullus was a Jewish orator who said, "We have found this man a pestilent fellow, a mover, a ringleader." Tertullus had no idea how honorable were his accusations. For the Jews said the same thing about Jesus. When they call you what they call Jesus, you know you're doing something right. When you get opposition from strange and even familiar places, you know you are doing something right. God prepared Paul to be a witness for Christ. He was dragged from court to court, city to city, and each time he professed his innocence. Finally, he asked that they would bring him to Caesar Augustus for resolution. When King Agrippa heard that, he said, "I want to meet this man." You see, it was God's plan all along. Once more, Paul recounted his testimony that he himself had heard the voice of the resurrected Christ. Festus yelled at Paul, accusing him of going mad. That's when Paul turned to King Agrippa and said, "Does it seem incredible to you that God can bring men back to life again?" King Agrippa's response was, "Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian." That's the bottom line, you know. You have to believe to be a Christian. Because the truth of the matter is, almost don't count. Almost is like being almost pregnant. Almost don't count. You have to confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. Of all the apostles of Jesus Christ, there was none more prepared to spread the gospel. For almost 60 years, he traversed the known world, delivering the gospel message to all who would hear him. And his story was the same. He arose. Paul's wisdom came by way of the miraculous mercy of Christ, who said, "And if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. That's what we're about today, Ebenezer, lifting him up. We don't have to do the drawing. All we got to do is the lifting. I said we don't have to do the drawing. All we have to do is the lifting, to lift the name of Jesus. Christ is the only way to salvation. He came to show us the way. He donned a robe of human flesh, but now he wears a robe in glory. He experienced the pains of hunger, but now he is the bread of life. He suffered the trauma of thirst, but now he is the living water. He was whipped as a seditionist, but now he is the King of Kings. He was crucified as a blasphemer, but now he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Will you be saved through your circumstance? How far will you go to separate yourself from God before you finally hear his voice? Christ is calling you from trouble to triumph. He's calling you, yes, you, from stubbornness to repentance. He's calling even you from burdens to blessings, from sin to salvation. Yes, he's calling you to make a new start. He's calling you, Ebenezer, to come up a little higher. He's calling you in the midst of your circumstance. He's calling you to a brand new life. The question is, will you answer the call? The word of God for the people of God and all of God's people said, amen. We're going to open the doors of the church today. If there's someone here that does not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, we are extending an invitation to you to join with us here at Ebenezer. For Romans 10:9 says, if thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. We are simply extending an invitation to you to join with us here at Ebenezer, this family of faith, to be a part of this faith community. If you're watching online and you are streaming live, we invite you to leave your contact information, and one of the members of our deacon's ministry will reach out to you and go over the plan of salvation with you. We are opening the doors of the church. Is there one today? Is there one today? Now is the time, as tomorrow is not promised. All you have is right now. All you have is this moment. And we're extending an invitation to you. Outdoor fellowship, but because you are here, guess what? You get headed alive. All right. Okay. Dana's gonna provide some feedback, but to let the folks know what we're doing. But this is, we want us to have the fellowship, but we want to be welcome. You see somebody walking by? As long as there's food, welcome. Extend an invitation. We don't have no aluminum foil, so there ain't no to go back.
That's Baptist Church 102. But Dana's going to give instructions. We will be having a baby dedication next Sunday. We are excited about that. One of the great, great granddaughters, beloved member of this church, Sister Betty Ross. A great, great granddaughter will be blessed here next Sunday. And then we're continuing to be on holiday break for Bible study. As we are utilizing time to pray and to plan, and what we will be doing in the fall. And we also do some things with the trustees, so that we can do some things in order to take care of our facilities. Amen. It is amazing what we can do as a people when we check egos at the door and come together. We didn't have to do a whole bunch of talking. We just got on the Zoom call and we said, this is what we wanted to do. And all the people that were part of making this happen, I want to say thank you to facilities management. I want to say thank you to the trustees. I want to say thank you to our treasurer, making certain that we don't go over. Thank you to those persons that donated huge amounts of stuff. Thank you. They didn't want their names called. Thank you. Whatever needed, the sky is the limit when we pay attention to what matters most. When we focus on the right thing. Do you hear me today? When we focus on the right thing, we got work to do. We ain't got time to do it. Amen. Mr. King, will you give instructions?
Yes, I will. Thank you. What we need first is the men to help serve. So when we get done after Pastor gives the benediction and bless the food, get that out the way early. That way we can just, I'm just, you know, the Bible says something about expedience. So, you know, it's in there. I saw it in there. But no, we need a couple of men to help. So when you're done, if you're not a part of shutting down what we're doing here, make your way outside and there'll be someone to give you instructions out there to help set up the food. And then everybody else, you can kind of chill out for a little while to make sure we're good to go. And then I'll come back in and let y'all know y'all can walk on over. The chairs are out there. It's under a tent. So you ain't got to worry about, I made sure my perm didn't get wet, so yours won't get wet either. And we good to go. I got my Tupperware in the cup.
Eternal God and Father, we are thankful for the bounty of your blessing that we are about to start to do. Thank you, God, for the hands of the kids. God, we ask you, God, that you'll be great friends one with another, that we will enjoy fellowship, that we will have fun, and that we will spread the good to our community, to our friends, to those who are suffering the best. God, thank you for this. God, we turn it over to you now. We turn it over to you, and let happen what needs to happen. Now we look to heaven from now until then. Who is able to keep you from heaven? Who is able to prevent you from following the seed of grace? To the all-wise God, with dominion and power, honor and glory, now and before the heavens and the earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Shout out to the congratulations to Captain Leon Perry III, who celebrates his 25th year as the senior pastor of Methodist Church.
Mic check, mic check. Hello, everybody. Whenever y'all get through fellowshipping and all that, you can make your way on across the street and get on out and come on hang out with us. Fellas, y'all can leave y'all instruments in here. I mean,